ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question, and that's something that all of us, no matter who we are concerned with this problem, especially those people who work in business and commerce. As you know, Islam is a complete religion. It has rules and regulations for all aspects of life, from the way we eat and drink, the way we use the bathroom, all the way up to how we should rule a country and a government. And in this respect, Islam is very unique. You know, not all religions are like this. And this is something, this is one of the, distinctions of the Islamic faith. So the question we want to pose today is this: what are the etiquettes of trading and commerce in Islam? We can take inspiration for the answer to this question from some of the verses of the Holy Quran and also the Hadith. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: O you who have faith, do not eat up your wealth among yourselves unrightfully, but it should be trade by mutual consent. And do not kill yourselves. Indeed, Allah is most merciful to you. And in this connection, regarding the etiquettes of trading, we have many beautiful hadiths which allude to some of them. Some of these hadiths allude to some etiquettes, some of them allude to others. If we put them all together, we can have a comprehensive understanding of what are the etiquettes of trading within Islam. For example, in one prophetic hadith, it's been mentioned that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said the following: whoever sells or buys must avoid five habits, or he should not sell or buy at all. And the Prophet, then he enumerated those five habits. The first is usury or riba. The second is false oaths. Meaning, like, for example, if you're selling something, you swear and make a false oath that, you know, the commodity that you're selling is, you know, is very good, it's better than it actually is, and these kind of things. The third is hiding the defects of merchandise. You know, if the merchandise has some problem, that it's wrong, and it has these defects, hiding it from the people just to make a quick buck from them. Then the fourth is praising what the person sells, like overly embellishing the product, praising it more than it really deserves. You know, these are other problems, that should be avoided when conducting commerce. And finally, the Prophet says, showing disapproval for what he intends to buy. Maybe probably what it means is that if somebody wants to buy something, first showing that he doesn't like it, so perhaps like bringing down the price, maybe. This could be an allusion to this, or it might be something else. In general, we know that, you know, merchants or people who are traders, they should know the laws of Islam before they conduct, you know, trade. In this connection, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, O merchants, knowledge of trading laws first, then trade itself. Ya ma'shara tujjar al-fiqhu summa al-matjar. And then the Imam repeated this three times. Knowledge first, then trade. Knowledge first, then trade, right? So having this knowledge of these rules of Islam is important for all of people who want to take part in this. Thank you for joining us here in The Key. We were looking at the etiquettes of trading in Islam in the light of the Quranic verses and prophetic hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.